Welcome to Two Women Chatting with Liz and Michelle. Enjoying life in our 50s, we're also empty nesters, looking to reinvent, reset, have fun, and talk about topics with experts and friends that affect us, our kids, and our families. So grab a cuppa and join us on the sofa for a chat. There's always room for one more. We're not tech savvy, but we do our best. But it's a learning curve. All bumps, clicks, and noises are our own. Come on in and have a seat.
So this is a special bonus episode for World Meningitis Day. My wonderful co-host Michelle got to chat with another Michelle Bresahan, who is the founder of A Life for a Cure, the charity that was set up in the memory of her son, Ryan. So let's go straight to the chat with the two Michelles.
Hi there, I'm Michelle Bresahan, and I'm the founder of our charity, A Life for a Cure, that we set up in memory of our most fabulous son, Ryan Bresahan, who lost his life when he was just 16. It was his birthday, his 16th birthday, a couple of weeks before. He lost his life within a couple of hours to meningitis B. Ryze was the most wonderful person to be around, never mind being my son. He was such a wonderful person to be with. Funny, caring, kind. He was very talented. He just gave so much. And every opportunity we gave him, he took. And he really did live life to the full. He wasn't ill. He was at the gym the night before he died. And just woke up the next morning saying he was incredibly tired, which wasn't a surprise. He'd just finished a really busy school term before his GCSE revision and examinations. And he just said he was felt really, really tired. And I actually popped out to get him some Lucozade, and we had a bit of a joke. He was always very, he was so generous in his affection towards me and anyone he cared for. And I popped out to get him some Lucozade and some of his favourite goodies. And unfortunately, that was the last time I spoke to him. I returned about an hour later and found his dear sister, my amazing daughter Charlotte, on the doorstep. She was 13 at the time, and she'd had to phone the ambulance. The paramedics were actually at the bottom of our drive and said, you know, are you Michelle? Are you Ryan's mother? And immediately when you see, obviously, that uniform, complete panic. And they said, we think Ryan has suspected meningitis. And even at that point, he wasn't in any fit state to speak to. The paramedics did what they could. The helicopter arrived with a doctor, and they did take him to the Bristol Royal Infirmary, but unfortunately there was nothing they could do for him. So as you can imagine, Ryan was the fittest boy. He had a sports scholarship at Clifton College, and he just exuded life. I mean, he just was, you know, the epitome of taking everything that was given to him. So as you can imagine, our world flipped within a couple of hours. It's interesting. I'm often asked of, you know, when he was ill, and, you know, that process of waiting to hear the outcome. And I was like, there wasn't that middle bit. It was just fine, and then he was gone. So once we'd understood meningitis for a start, I mean, certainly my understanding was that it affected babies and toddlers. You know, yourself, Michelle, when you're pregnant, you go to classes and you learn about it as a baby, with the glass test, and that was my knowledge, and certainly the people around us. So it was definitely too much of a loss to do nothing about it. So we set up A Life for a Cure actually within a couple of months, and focused it on aiming the information at the 15 to 24 year old group, which is the second at risk mm-hmm. age group that can contract meningitis. And we did very much focus that. There were other charities at the time that we thought kind of focused on the baby information awareness, but certainly from people around us, we felt there was very much a lack of knowledge, including our own, obviously, of that the parents and young adults themselves knowing of meningitis. So we set up a Life for a Cure back in 2010, and it's always been our aim that some good would come from losing Ryan. And 12 years on, I definitely feel, obviously, I'll never know really what should have happened if someone hadn't have heard Ryan's story and taken action. But certainly from the support we've received, we do a number of events every year. We've raised £575,000 during those years from just people around us, just engaging with the story. And I think possibly thinking that could be me and my son or my daughter or my granddaughter or grandson or nephew or niece, whoever, and just taking it on board and taking action, actually, hopefully, on what they can do to protect their loved ones.
I think one of the most incredible things that you've done as well is to use the platform that you have found yourself on to talk to schools and on radio stations and to really just try and get that message across to parents. Because I think what I didn't realise until I started researching this is that the ACWY vaccine that kids get, about 14 or 15, I think they're offered that on the NHS, but it doesn't cover meningitis B. And I didn't realise that those two things were different and that you have to go and pay to go and get meningitis B at something like £200 per shot for the two shots. It seems so grossly unfair.
It's and actually, Michelle, it's interesting because it's a very difficult message to condense. When you're doing events, you think, I've got to make this clear that they'll go away not confused. So the first thing, as you rightly say, is there's two vaccines. So there's the ACWY that you get at school. Please check if you know any young adult, please check they've had it before they go to university or whatever. And then there's the meningitis B, which is what Ryan had, which has only been in existence since 2015. So we didn't have that option. So again, I would always say, inquire about it, make an informed decision about it. Obviously, there is a cost involved. And my site kind of differentiating between the two is that meningitis B, you have to buy it. So when people's children go to school, even friends of mine who have come to all our events, and they say, oh, Michelle, we've had our vaccine, you know, such and such is protected. I said, but there's two vaccines. Please don't think that that's it, that you're completely covered. And even then, it's amazing. It's 85%, which is 85% protection more than Ryan had back in 2010. So it's phenomenal that there is that vaccine available now. But it's just that messaging of, you know, there are two vaccines to protect you. If you can, just make that informed decision yourself on whether you
just know about.
Get exactly. Yeah. And if you know someone who is going to university in September, September is looming very, very quickly. Do it now, because it's not always easy to get appointments. I can guarantee I'm very fortunate in that I'm still very friendly with all of Ryan's friends. So I've seen them all go through uni, and I've seen Charlotte's friends go through uni, and they will not have it when they're at uni. They need to do it when they're at home with a bit of a nudge from their parents. So that's really key. And actually, I know where vaccinations are mentioned every day in the media now, which obviously when we lost Rise, it was barely mentioned. So it's just having that knowledge of what is available and making your decision and then actually doing something about it.
And not to be sort of scaremongering in any way, but we all know we've been through this pandemic and we've all isolated a lot, and our immune system has gone through the ringer a bit. Maybe it's a bit lower in some than perhaps it used to be. You know, my grandmother always used to say, you've got to eat a peck of dirt, you know, to get sort of
roughen up
against all these things, right? But I do know that, having spoken to Meningitis Now, the foundation and the charity, that they're concerned that coming up in this new semester, that there might be a bit of a flashpoint, as that shouldn't stop people going to university at all.
Oh, gosh, no.
But
no,
they've got to know the symptoms. They've got, in fact, can you just enlarge a little bit about, I know that there's a lot of confusion, you know, that it can be confused for a hangover or, you know, just feeling a bit tired.
Yeah, the symptoms, which is why prevention is why we kind of angled our focus on the prevention with the vaccines. That was our kind of first focus, to get that out in the marketplace, because the symptoms, you know, in Ryan's case was exceptional. I must emphasize that. But he just had a bad stomach and a headache and was tired. There was, you know your children better than anyone else in the world. And I wouldn't have left him if there was serious sign. The rash that people often relate to meningitis is possibly one of the last things that's seen. So, you know, there could be other signs like a stiff neck, vomiting, cold hands and feet might be another sign, confusion. But again, as you say, these can be so many symptoms of, you know, fresh as flu when they're run down at uni, hangovers, now COVID. So I would say, again, be aware of those signs and symptoms definitely before you. And another thing for your little preparation list, if you are going for university, is have the conversations with your family and your loved ones about those symptoms. And as you say, when you're there, look out for your mates. There'll be new mates as well. You need to stick together. And if you're worried about anything, call 111 and get some advice, because how quickly you treat any illness is obviously paramount.
It's a lot like, well, speed is of the essence, isn't it? Because it's a lot like sepsis or like stroke.
Yeah.
The earlier they can be treated, the better potential outcome that there can be. But it is,
yes,
mates, look out for mates. We're going to be putting a PDF that's downloadable on our website. And what I would really recommend parents do is send that PDF off with your kid to college. So they've got a little kit that it might sound like they're not listening to you at the moment, but when they're worried about a friend, they think, oh, I remember Mum said something about that one time. And trust your gut. I think
exactly
that spidey sense, that gut instinct, like your daughter clearly thought, even at 13, that was very mature of her. Quite scary to phone an ambulance,
amazing,
isn't it? I think she obviously reached a pivot point in her brain that said, no, something's definitely not right here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, it's how you react in a panic situation as well. So if there is something bedded in a little further than the front of your brain about something about the symptoms that you've read, or Meningitis Now have really clear symptoms cards that I know wallets, people don't carry wallets because everything's contactless, etc., or it's just in your coat pocket, or we have fridge magnets that can go on the fridges at uni, which are brilliant. So there's just that trigger point of, okay, this may not just be a hangover or flu. It is just thinking that there may be something else.
Thank you. Can't say more than that, really. Just look out for each other and support Life for a Cure as well.
If one person listens to this and takes action and is more informed about meningitis than they were before, then that's worth everything to us as Ryan's family.
So thanks so much to Michelle Bresnahan, who is the founder of A Life for a Cure that was set up in memory of her son, Ryan. She's done so much to raise awareness about meningitis. And all that Liz and I can really say is, do have a chat with your children. Do download the PDFs. Do go to the resources on our website, www.twowomenchatting.com. And you'll find links there to Meningitis Now. If you want to donate to her foundation, A Life for a Cure, you'll find a link too.
Thanks for listening to Two Women Chatting with our special guests.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you left a rating and review. Even better, share with your friends. And please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. There's a link on our Instagram bio and Facebook pages.